In case you hadn't noticed, Christmas is on the way, but one group of people who are really feeling the festive season coming on is package delivery people, thanks to the massive growth in online shopping over the past few years. Now, he's not one of them, but I do have Adrian Christie from PayPal Australia on the line. G'day, Adrian.
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
Great. Now, exactly how much has online shopping grown over the past few years?
Look, it's grown significantly in the last 3 years. I think it was at $26 billion Australians were spending 3 years ago, and now it's $36 billion. So we've seen about an 11% increase year over year for the last 3 years. But look, as you said, I think the pressure test this Christmas will be on those people delivering the parcels, and there's going to be millions of parcels. I think our figures reveal that 70% of us are expecting 6 parcels each this Christmas. So with 14 million online shoppers, that's a lot of parcels making their way around Australia.
So we can pretty much thank this upward trend in online shopping for Australia Post effectively becoming a parcel delivery service.
Well, look, I think so. We sit back and our convenience is somebody else's inconvenience. And so I think it's so easy for us to watch the television and buy ourselves something online, whether you're sitting on the couch on a Sunday night taking advantage of the eBay Sunday sales, or whether you're on any of the hundreds of Australian online retail sites. It makes it very simple for us to use a mobile device and click and purchase. But then downstream, it's those delivery drivers, which we're calling the modern-day Santa Claus.
So, of course, like you're saying, now we can shop faster at a more convenient time and, of course, pay securely online. But I guess the question is, are other package delivery services built to handle it now?
Look, we've still got room to improve in Australia, and I think it was a great signal from Australia Post, and they announced that they'll be doing 7 days of delivery leading into Christmas, and so we've never offered that kind of service before. We've got a lot of companies that are on the rise, and we have companies like Parcel Point and Fastway that are really increasing the standard in delivery, and we're seeing some online retailers do same-day delivery, many online retailers doing next-day delivery, and then others who are offering 3-day delivery terms.
That's pretty amazing. Actually, just jumping back to the online shopping, I'm also reading that you're expecting an increase in the area of mobile shopping this Christmas.
Sure. Every Christmas over the last few years, we've said it's going to be bigger than the last when it comes to online Christmas. I think people are getting a bit tired of that because it seems to be the prediction that we know will increase year on year for the foreseeable future. But this year, the standout increase has been in mobile transactions and people buying on a mobile phone. So from the PayPal data, and that represents about 5 million Australian shoppers, we're seeing a 60% increase in mobile transactions this year over last year. What that means in real terms is 1 in 3 transactions will take place on a mobile phone, and last year it was 1 in 5. So more of us are sort of getting the phone out, whether you're in a boring meeting at work, whether you're catching the bus to see a friend, or whether you're sitting on the beach enjoying yourself. People are taking those down times as shopping times and now getting their Christmas list ticked off.
And I bet that's going to only add to the pile of packages that need to be delivered this Christmas. And I see that PayPal has kind of put out the call to for people to spare a thought to those who deliver our online shopping orders, especially at this time of year. Is there something we can do to help make their job easier, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Look, it starts with a simple smile, but it seems ironic to us that we leave cookies and milk out for Santa Claus and we do nothing for the delivery guy, and he's the one that's going to have a stressful Christmas this year. So, you know, PayPal, we've got a bit of an initiative going, and we're asking Australians just to say thanks. And so whether you give him a smile, or you're just very pleasant, or you give him a Christmas pudding, he or she that delivers the packages, we're saying that take a moment for those people working the hardest, because your convenience is absolutely their inconvenience.
Sounds easy enough to do. So, of course, Christmas getting so close. Any last-minute online shopping tips, especially around perhaps delivery times?
Look, last-minute Christmas shopping tips. What I'd recommend to anyone is to check out the eBay sales, and they've been running those on Sunday nights. But at any time of the day, there's millions of listings on eBay. And they're running a campaign this year where you can put in your likes and your interests. And so if you head to eBay and you put in what you know about somebody, you can do some thoughtful gifting. So if you know they're into technology and they're into swimming, put that combination to eBay and see what it discovers. And so the trend has been around personalization of gifting through online. And many people in the past have felt that it's been impersonal and you've just been shopping for the best price. That's been a shift. In regards to delivery windows, make sure you get your overseas shopping done at least a week before Christmas to make sure it arrives. But always check what the retailer is saying in regards to delivery windows. All listings available on eBay will tell you when they'll guarantee the delivery. Many of them are doing next day, and some people are doing within 3 days. But I wouldn't leave it too late, because the last thing you want is a Christmas present arriving after Christmas Day.
Yeah, the Boxing Day gifts, or the New Year's Eve gifts, perhaps.
Yes, not as much fun.
Adrian Christie from PayPal Australia, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks, Andy.